this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show.
Imagine this. Let's say I was training a champion athlete or an actor to be the next Marvel superhero. Well, I mean, really, I should be the next Marvel superhero, but let's say I was training somebody else. Now, each day that person's going to arrive at my gym and have a killer workout, followed with the perfect post-training meal, and they're going to do that because I'm going to be watching over them. But, you know, then because they're rich and famous, they're going to go on vacation. And they're going to get to the resort gym and fumble around trying to figure out some exercise replacements because they don't have the right equipment. And eventually they're going to give up and return to the pool bar for a round of margaritas and, you know, to get some celebrity worship and to ease the pain and embarrassment of failure. Now, the former is an environment built for proactive high performance. The latter, you know, it describes a reactive scene of struggle and loss. And similar scenarios play out every day in your quest for high performance at work, and in your health and fitness, and at home with your family, and in your personal life. So really everywhere. And now if you're proactive and you plan ahead and you follow the playbook of a high performer, you can crush the competition and dominate every day. But if you get soft and lazy, and you do, and you wing it, and you wake up unproductive and reactive is the worst thing to be, then you're going to struggle. You're going to kill your momentum and you're going to end up frustrated. And I'm here to save you from that fate. Hi, my name is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio, and I've been researching and training people for high performance for over 25 years. Now, today you're getting the 7 rules of high performers so that you don't miss out on a single day of making massive progress towards your big goals and dreams. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Life Retreat. This is my big event in San Diego on November 9th and 10th, and it is going to be a game changer in helping you create that big vision for your life and implement the strategies and fast action blueprints to dominate your days and get the life of your dreams. All right, so let's see you there. Just go to perfectliferetreat.com today to get your ticket for my event. All right, so let's dive in. Let's jump into the 7 rules of high performers. Now, rule number 1 is harness your champion mindset. Now, we've all been champions at one point in our lives. Now, you might have been a state champion in athletics. You might have been a top bodybuilder, an amazing before and after. You might even have been the head of your fraternity or sorority. Maybe the star of your school play or the valedictorian of your class, or maybe you are a Marvel superhero. Maybe Deadpool is listening to this. All right, so maybe you even married out of your league. Well, you might be a champion. Well, you will be a champion for sure and somewhere in your life. Now, somewhere along the line, that game plan really came together for you, didn't it? And you rose to the top. But you know what? We're not going to be like Uncle Rico here and just look back at our Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite, that is, and just look back at our success stories. No, we are going to take this champion mindset and we are going to bring it into the future. So you already have that champion mindset installed inside of you. Now, to get to the next level in life, in a different area of life, you simply need to harness the power of your championship principles. And the winning principles in life are simple. I've seen them work time after time in many different industries for thousands of my coaching clients. And I call them the 5 pillars of success. It starts with better planning and preparation than ever before. You can't just say that you want to achieve a goal. No, you have to have a really strong plan in place. Then you have to get professional accountability, which is your coach, who's going to give you expert advice and no holds barred accountability. Then you have positive social support. Those are your cheerleaders in life. And then you have a meaningful incentive. That's pillar number 4, a meaningful incentive from your heart and your mind. It's not about money, it's about what matters. And then the big one is you have the big deadline. This is the one that spurs you to action in so many ways. And when you have these championship principles in place, you can win a 10K or the CrossFit Games, you can write your first book or build a 7-figure coaching program. So let's go back in time to a point where you had incredible success in life. Let's look at what you did right and apply these lessons to your life today. Now, then we move into rule number two. Have not-to-do rules. Not-to-do rules. Most people have never thought about having not-to-do rules, but they're so powerful. Now, high performers do not do a lot of things, and that's what makes them so successful. In fact, I came up with a great line the other day, and it's, if you want to do great things, you have to do fewer things. And I really want to thank Greg McKeown, who wrote Essentialism, for spurring me to use that line. Again, if you want to do great things, you have to do fewer things. Now, some of the things that high performers don't do are this. They don't hit the snooze button. They don't check social media or email first thing in the morning. They don't gossip or argue with people at work or in their industry at all. They don't eat high sugar foods, especially for breakfast or lunch when they need to be mentally sharp. They don't drink too much caffeine, especially late in the day. They don't consume excess alcohol on a work night. And they don't watch television or check email late at night because that keeps you up and stops you from having a great night's rest. Now, if you follow these not-to-do rules, you're going to keep yourself out of trouble and perform at a high level every single day. So are you with me? Are you? Come on. Are you? Good. All right. If you're committed to quitting the snooze button, starting the day right, and following the high energy principles that I've laid out for you, then very, very good for you. Let's do it and let's stick to it. These will help you dominate principle number three, which says, make your magic time more magical. All right, you've heard of magic time. You've read my book, The Perfect Day Formula, and you know what I mean by that phrase, magic time. This is a 2-hour block of day when you're 3 times more productive than usual. Now, for many people like myself, magic time is in the morning. In fact, most people, it's going to be before noon. Now, case in point, for me, I wrote a 1,000-word article this morning between 4:30 a.m. and 5:35 a.m., and then I prepared an outline for this podcast in 15 minutes. I mean, I could have nearly shut down for the day because I was so successful. But not everyone is an early bird. And so at Fitness Business Summit 2017, it's the big event by my friend Bedros Koulian, another one of my friends was on stage. His name is John Romanello, and he challenged me on this principle. You know what he said? He said, screw magic time. Ignore Craig Ballantyne. Forget about Bally the dog. All right, he didn't mention my name or my dog by name. He's not that cruel. But John did say that magic time wasn't as effective as something else. The power of the deadline. The fifth pillar of success that we mentioned in rule number one. Now, when I watched him say this, I seethed with anger. Seethed, I tell ya. But after reflecting on what John said, his argument helped me modify and actually improve my magic time formula to make you even more effective. You see, there are multiple times of the day when you can trick your body or mind into performing at a higher level than you thought possible. The first is magic time, and the second is when you have a hard deadline with consequences. Now, just imagine if you combine the two, your magic time plus a hard deadline with consequences. And consequences could mean that you don't get a reward or that you have to pay a fine, you know, give money to some cause that you don't like. Like for me, it'd be the Hillary Clinton pantsuit fund. I do not want to see her in more pantsuits. And so, you know what? If I didn't get my work done and I had to pay $50 to contribute to that fund, geez, you know what? I would never miss getting my work done. All right? So that's the power of a deadline with consequences. Now, I still believe in the power of magic time on its own, but I have a deadline for my magic time every day. So when I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, I can't do meditation. I can't walk the dog. I can't have breakfast until I have done my 1,000 words of writing. All right, so just going back for a quick recap of magic time, you need to find out when you are more productive, more creative, more energetic than at any other time of day. And you need to ruthlessly foster it and protect it from all the time thieves in your life. And that includes phone calls, social media, and Netflix. And when you do that, you're going to be successful. But when you combine magic time with a deadline, when you add that in and you say, listen, I have to get XYZ done in my magic time or I don't get a reward later on, then you're actually going to become even more productive. You're going to quadruple your productivity, not just triple it. Now, I would say that you would 6 times your productivity if I knew what that word was. But I'm going to stop with quadruple because I know how to get up to that point. Now, the deadline, it helps us high performers to get stuff done in a record time for three reasons. First, it helps us to overcome the initial inertia. Just getting started in a task, you know, it's that procrastination. So many people stop it and they just don't do it. But if you had consequences for not finishing and you had a deadline, my goodness, you will get going. Now, second, it keeps us going through the middle of a tough project when we know that we're on the home stretch. You know, if you've gotten through 45 days of a body transformation that lasts 90 days, you're going to keep going. You're going to say, I don't want to lose all that work I just did. I'm going to keep going right to the finish. And third, as you get closer to that finish, you actually work faster and faster, and you push harder and harder, because that is the power of the deadline. Now, if I'm hungry in the morning and I'm only at 750 words, you better believe I'm gonna write faster and faster in order to get done, hit my 1,000-word goal for my magic time so that I can move on to breakfast. All right, that's the power of those two combined. Now we move into rule number four, which says you have to make tomorrow's to-do list today. If you're waking up and doing your to-do list in the morning, you're already too late. You're already too late. No, no, no. You have to do your to-do list tonight for tomorrow, because that's one of the biggest mistakes that high performers make. They wait till the morning and then they spend 20 minutes doing their to-do list, and that is eating up their magic time. So you need to wake up and go right to work in the morning. You need to make the path as smooth as possible. So here's a two-step plan for finishing your day correctly and starting tomorrow with a big win. First, at the end of your workday, grab a scrap piece of paper and do what I call a brain dump. Write down all the crazy thoughts running through your head, such as all the things you want to do the next day, all the people you want to contact, and all the obstacles in your way. Next, organize those thoughts into your to-do list, into your action plan. Prioritize your action items, script your day, and cut what doesn't matter. Remember, you need to do less. You need to do fewer things to do great things. So insert your most important work task items clearly into the early part of the day, define them, and defend those blocks of time. So there you go. Tomorrow has already been conquered. You've already won tomorrow. Planning ahead is a high performer's secret to success. And I love this quote from Dave Kekich. It says, "Nothing wins more than superior preparation. Genius is usually preparation." And that's Kekich Credo number 73. Now we move into rule number five, which is create an insanely clear and concise vision. Now I'm going to tell you a little story here. You might not know this about the Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling, but I want to tell you something that's kind of cool. Rowling is also a talented artist, and she drew a whole bunch of sketches of Harry Potter before she even wrote the books. It shows that she had an insanely clear and concise vision of what she wanted her words to portray. Now, high performers also do this for their life. They come up with a very clear and concise vision. And I consider this to be writing the movie script for your life. Now, it's worked for me. Let me tell you a little story here. In 2005, I hired a business coach. His name was Tom. And the very first question on the very first call was, "Craig, what do you want your business to look like in 5 years from now?" And I said, "Tom, I want to have a business like Early to Rise." And at the time, I was just in the fitness industry. I was just a trainer selling my program. I was just a trainer selling my programs online. And so Tom said, "You know what? I'm going to help you get there. You're going to become a better coach, a better writer, a better speaker, a better podcaster." Actually, he didn't say that because we didn't have podcasts back then. But he helped me put the plan in place to achieve my vision. It was so powerful. And then 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days later, I was able to buy the business of my dreams after I said, "I want to have a business like this in 5 years from now." It was amazing, and that's called the law of action attraction. And it's because I wrote the movie script for my life. You see, at my workshops and at my Perfect Life Retreat, I take my coaching clients through an extensive 2-hour vision creation process. It eliminates the clutter in your mind, and it gives you complete clarity on what matters in your life. And it shows you how to achieve exactly what you want. Now, once you've created your vision, only then can you start putting in place your daily high performance habits that will bring you faster results in every area of your life. All right, but first you have to know your vision and your values. And that's what I teach at the retreat. So make sure you're there. Check that out at perfectliferetreat.com. Now, it's just like you can't design a killer training program for your Marvel superhero client without knowing your client's goals. and you can't build a house without blueprints, you can't get in your life exactly what you want without a clear and concise vision. That's why it's so important. All right, then we move into rule number 6. High performers have highly effective recovery techniques. First of all, that means having habits of steel for your sleep. You got to follow my 10-3-2-1-0 formula. And if you don't know this formula, let me break it down for you. 10 hours before bed, you have to stop drinking caffeine because caffeine keeps you up at night. If you ever had a coffee at 4 o'clock and wonder why you can't fall asleep at 10 o'clock, it's because caffeine is in your blood, causing your, well, caffeine, sorry, isn't in your blood, but it's increasing adrenaline in your blood. And the adrenaline is keeping you up at night. It makes you more alert and keeps you aroused. So no more caffeine 10 hours before bed. 3 hours before bed, I want you to stop drinking alcohol and stop eating heavy meals. Now I know what you're thinking, Craig, this sounds so boring. What if I want to have a glass of wine before bed? Well, listen, it might help you fall asleep a little bit better, but you're going to wake up groggy tomorrow because you won't get into your deep sleep cycles. So listen, on Friday and Saturday night, if you want to celebrate, by all means. But if you want to be a high performer at work every single workday morning, you can't be drinking alcohol close to bed. All right, there's a time and place for everything, and it's not right before bed when you have a really important presentation the next day. Then we go to 2 hours before bed. That's when you're gonna stop working, so you can start winding down. An hour before bed, you're gonna set a reverse alarm. That's right, 60 minutes before bed, you set an alarm, and that means shut down all your electronics and go into old school mode, reading books, doing the dishes, talking to your spouse, giving your kids a bath, or reading them a bedtime story. Just do stuff that doesn't require electronics, because electronics are like caffeine. They will keep you alert and make it harder for you to fall asleep. Finally, make sure you have good sleep hygiene, a nice cool room, aiming for like 65 degrees Fahrenheit. Keep it dark. Use an eye mask if you need to. I even use earplugs and an eye mask because I often sleep in hotels with weird noises and odd lights. And you know what? Ever since I started using those two things, I've been sleeping better in hotel rooms. Now, then you also want to have mindfulness and meditation in your life to recover, mentally recover. So listen, I've been doing meditation for at least 5 minutes every day since January 30th, 2013. If I have to do it on an airplane, then I'll do it on an airplane. But I just sit there, I breathe deeply, I close my eyes, fill up my belly with air, breathe slowly out. I don't worry about my thoughts wandering. I don't get too deep into transcendental meditation. All I worry about is just slowing down and breathing deep and reducing my stress. That's beneficial. And you can do it that easy way, or you can go deep into yoga and meditation. But do something every single day that slows you down and gives you a bit of introspection. And then follow up that with just a couple minutes of gratitude. You don't have to be spending 30 minutes in gratitude journaling, but just a couple minutes of gratitude every day. Get outside of your head and focus on other people, and you'll feel better. Finally, we move into rule number 7, which is model other high performers. Okay, this is really important. You need to surround yourself with like-minded, positive people. Those are your cheerleaders in life, the people that will want to see you succeed. Because you're not going to succeed if you're hanging around only negative people at work or in your family. Now, yeah, you do have to spend time with those people, but you don't have to get caught up in their negativity. So this is not a definitive list of rules that high performers follow, but it's a good place for you to start so you can own your day and take back control of your life. And when you put these high performers habits in place, you're going to triple your productivity and start attracting more success and opportunity into your life. It's a proven equation for domination. But frankly, there's so much more you need to install in your life in order to be the ultimate high performer that you know you can be. And after working with 5,000 coaching clients, I still see the need for greater self-confidence and techniques to overcome self-doubt. Self-doubt is the number one killer of success in every area of life, from relationships to body transformation to success in your career. And so we need to overcome self-doubt. And that's what the champion mindset helps you do. It starts that process. But there's so much more. And I actually have these cool new exercises I'm going to be teaching at the Perfect Life Retreat, which will help you eliminate self-doubt, boost your self-confidence, and also put better systems in place for eliminating temptations and obstacles and that external negativity that's likely holding you back in the first place. So if you want to meet other high performers and model their systems, you want to be in the room with me and 250 other people who want to make more money, spend more time with their families, travel the world, be healthy, and be successful. Write New York Times best-selling books, get on television, do all these amazing things. And that's why I want to see you at the event. My friend John Romanello will be there. Lewis Howes is going to be speaking. Carrie Wilkerson, a longtime friend and number one female business speaker in the world, will be there. So will Tucker Max, the author of many New York Times best-selling books and the co-founder of the company that helped me publish The Perfect Day Formula. And Bedros Koulian will be there. And so will Jason Ferrugia, a good friend of mine who has made a massive personal transformation. He's going to talk about that, and he's going to lead us through a couple of high energy activities. And then there's going to be over 200 other high performers there across dozens of industries, including Hollywood actors. I actually coach a few Hollywood actors. There's going to be more New York Times bestselling authors there. There's going to be lots of female entrepreneurs there. There's going to be fitness experts there. There's going to be CEOs. There's going to be real estate agents, financial advisors. Man, it's just going to be so great. It really is my life's work, and I want you to be there. I don't want you to miss out. So listen, if you live in Southern California, there's absolutely no reason to miss out. But I know people that are coming from Europe, from Asia, and from Australia. So please don't miss out on my life's work. We're going to spend 2 days together doing a deep dive in install the habits of high performers into your life so you can finally achieve the success you deserve. And this isn't another seminar where you're going to sit through lecture after lecture and leave with 40 pages of notes that you never end up using. Instead, we're going to create the roadmap for your life, and then we're going to spend the rest of the time working through concrete action plans so you leave with most of the work done for you. You'll have so many connections made at the event too, and we're going to eliminate that self-doubt so that you leave with the snowball of success rolling down the hill and your momentum is going to pick up speed. So at the end of the time together, you're going to walk away with a crystal clear action plan to achieve exactly what you want in life. Plus, our team is doing something for you that's never been done at any other event. Now, you see, as a recovering introvert, I know how difficult networking can be, even when you're in a room of positive high performers. And that's why our team is spending dozens of hours making your connections in advance. That's right, I am going to personally figure out 3 people that you need to meet. I'm going to explain why, and I'm going to help you find them at the event so that you get the advice that you need. Now, that alone is worth the investment in the event, because I'm doing the networking for you. And I know as an introvert, a recovering introvert, I would have loved it if someone had done that for me so that I didn't have to strike up conversations with strangers. Now, I still want you to step outside your comfort zone and meet a lot of people, but I want to make sure that you don't leave the event with meeting the people that you need to meet. So it's going to be really, really cool. Also, we're going to give you a done-for-you list of action blueprints so that you get started within 24 and 72 hours on what to do in your life to make big breakthroughs. So if you want to be a high performer, and if you want to install the champion mindset into every area of your life, you want to meet the writers, coaches, and speakers that you've looked up to for years, and if you want to get that proven blueprint that gives you faster results, then you can't miss out on my first ever, that's right, my first ever Perfect Life Retreat. So go to perfectliferetreat.com today. We've already sold out 210 tickets. There's only room for 250. And I want you to get the absolute best price. So make sure that you get in there now and get your ticket and join me at the Perfect Life Retreat. Now, I hope you enjoyed today's deep dive into the high performance habits. Please send your feedback on today's show to support@earlytorise.com or join me on social media at instagram.com/realcraigballantyne or twitter.com/craigballantyne. Thanks for listening to Early to Rise Radio. Please head over to iTunes as well and rate today's show and share it with your friends. And don't forget these 7 rules of high performers. And for more surprising secrets on dominating your day, join me at perfectliferetreat.com. It is the big event, November 9th and 10th in San Diego, California. I can't wait to meet you there and give you a few other surprises in your goodie bag when you show up. Talk to you soon.